What do you remember about your first OT?
I remember being stressed out and trying to make every play so I wouldn't get cut.
What's an update on how things are going between the receivers and with you and Kirk?
Oh, it's been great. I mean, we're putting in the work. I think it's a work in progress, as it always is. I mean, you can be around a guy for 5-6 years and it's still a work in progress. So that's what we love about this game. It keeps it fresh. Obviously, putting a new offense and it's keeping it fresh and it keeps it fun.
You think you guys will try to have any kind of session with Kirk in between mini camp and training camp, like you did that one down in Atlanta?
Yeah, I really don't know. Now, we're just focused on these OTAs, or mini camp now, and I think we'll just kind of play that as time goes on.
Okay, what about Cousins? How different is he than Keelan?
Yeah, I mean, I think every quarterback in this league, they have different things that they like, different things that they do well. Kirk is—he's just very detailed. Gets the ball out quick, and he's pretty good with where he wants to go with the ball and committing to it and throwing it. So he's a fun guy to work with. He loves the game of football, and that's what you want.
How many quarterbacks have you played with?
Oh man.
Talk about how different they are.
Yeah, we've played with a lot of quarterbacks. Yeah, everybody's different. I think in this league, the good thing is they're all good. You know, every one of them can make all the throws. They have the arm strength. They have, you know, the abilities to be an NFL quarterback. Just every one of them likes the receivers to do different things. They read things different ways. Some guys use their feet more than others. So it's really one of those things where you use these OTAs, mini camp, to just keep getting on the same page and figuring out what they want us as receivers to do.
How do you feel, Adam, about the 1-2 combo you guys have at running back with Cook and Murray? I mean, not too many teams have two guys of that high quality.
Yeah, I mean, well, they're unbelievable football players, and not only are they great football players, they're great guys. They're great locker room guys. They're guys you want to be around. So it's pretty unbelievable. I mean, to have that group, and it doesn't really stop there. There's guys behind them that are really talented football players and great guys as well. So it's great when you have depth like that, especially at that position, because it's a physical position.
How would you describe
it? How about all the big things that are, people are praising you.
I try not to think about it, honestly. Just I'm trying to get better, and I know there's so many things I got to work on. You know, the people that are usually talking, they don't see every practice. They don't see every little detail of what you're supposed to do. So I worry more about what the coaches think about me, what my quarterbacks think about me, and how I feel, how I do every day.
What are things you need to work on?
There's a lot of things. I think I need to just continue to learn the game a little better, understand coverages, understand what guys are trying to take away with certain leverages and things like that. And then just figuring out, you know, like I said before, figuring out the quarterback, what he likes. You know, there's always areas to improve with that.
How different is this offense? Kind of what he's done and, you know, coming into his own experience.
Yeah, you know, he's done a phenomenal job this year, just coming to work. You know, he's always been a guy that works his tail off, and that's the guys you want in your locker room. So for him, it's just he's got to keep this confidence, because he's played with a lot of confidence this OTA as a mini camp, and you know, if he can keep that going, he can do a lot of good things.
Does it seem like he's had more confidence than like what he had last year? Kind of, you know,
oh yeah.
When you get to that third year level, did you kind of notice the same thing too?
For sure, yeah. It's what everybody goes through in this league. You know, this game can bring you, can humble you fast. So I think the more time you have in your belt, the more plays. I mean, he played a lot of football last year, so I think he can use all those experiences, and he has, and is taking advantage of it.
This offensive coordinator different than Shermer?
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, every offense coordinator, they have their wrinkles, the things that they like to do, and it's a lot different. But that's what keeps it fresh. That's what keeps it fun. And we're excited to keep learning from him.
Adam Zimmer said the transition actually has been seamless. And for him to say that even before training camp, that's pretty impressive, isn't it?
That is impressive, yeah. I can't believe you said that. But, no, it's been really good, you know. When you have a locker room the way we do, guys that just want to work and they want to study, and they love coming out to practice, you know, you can get a lot accomplished in a few weeks. So, you know, we're off to a great start, but we got a long ways to go.
Is it because Flip can communicate and just kind of gets in there? Why is the transition so simple?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of things that have to do with it. I think, number one, he's able to adjust. He loves the game of football, and he loves to see guys succeed. So he's not a stubborn guy that's going to only do it his way. He's going to listen to other guys' advice and try to make it the best offense possible. And then the other thing is, we have the players that are willing to adapt as well, and guys that are just willing to study, which sometimes this time of year it's not easy to open the playbook when you're at home and things like that, but we have the guys that are willing to do that.
Last one for Adam.
talk about Diggs. How does he make you better?
Yeah, Diggs, he definitely makes me better. He's a guy that pushes you every day. We don't really let each other run a bad route. If we do, we'll hear about it. So he's constantly on me, and that's what I love. You know, he's such a great friend of mine, and we definitely hold each other accountable, which is what you want.
Did you sign a contract?
He said one more, Sid.
Are you happy with your
contract? Everyone else heard that, Adam.